time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jeff Vaughn along with Brian Patch here live from the Palace at Coldwater, Ohio for the Fort Recovery Indians JV game against the Coldwater Cavs with a big varsity game to go here about 7:30 tonight that could determine the MAC. So, Coach, could be a really good varsity game tonight.
Yeah, definitely. You got two undefeated teams right now battling it out, and expectations were high for both coming into the season, and both have met expectations. And for a JV game, I would say by far this is the biggest crowd Coldwater's ever had for a JV game. And Fort Recovery's representing themselves very well on the opposite side from where we're at. Have pretty much two sections already completely full over there. So you can just tell the atmosphere in here is pretty electrifying already. So
yeah, I got to be a packed house, and Coach Patch has the starters for tonight's JV game.
Starting for the Coldwater Cavaliers, number 22, a sophomore, 5'9", Nate Grunden. Number 24, Joey Welsh, a sophomore, 5'6". Number 30, Caleb Dippold, a sophomore, 6'. 33, Trey Walters, a sophomore, 6'2". And 45, Derek Albers, a sophomore, 6'3". And then for the Indians, we are starting number 14, a sophomore, 5'10", Cade Wendell. Another sophomore, 6'3". Number 15, Ryan Braun, a freshman, at 6'2". 22, Peyton Judy. Number 24, Reese Rogers at 6'2". And a freshman at 5'10". Number 10, Clayton Pearson.
Coldwater gets a tip, turns it over for recovery. Clayton Pearson, top of the key, shot no good. Short, rebound by Coldwater, number 24, Joey Welch. He brings it down the right side, pushes up to Grunden. Grunden dribbles right baseline. Kick out the high post, tipped by Cade Wendell. Off the left side to Walters. Walters reverses to Welch. Over to the left side to Caleb Dippel. Reverse to Grunden on the right side, back to the left on Walters. Caleb Dippel on the baseline, guarded closely by Clayton Pearson. Off to Grunden on a little pitch on the right side. He wheels, deals, kicked off the right side to Welch. Into the right corner, he's out of bounds, and it's going to be a turnover. Coldwater going to go back to the Indians. So, as Coach said, for the Indians tonight, we got Rogers, Wendell, Pearson, Judy, and Braun. Coldwater opens up man-to-man. Cade Wendell brings it across the circle. 0-0. Drives right, finds jump stop up and good. So nice start for Cade Wendell, Coach.
Yeah, great middle. He was able to pack the drive right down the middle and got in the heart. No help side defense. He was able to lay it in. So good move by Cade and good start by the Indians.
2-0 Indians. 5:55 to go in the first quarter. Off the dip on the right side to the top of Key Walters. Inside to Alberts. Kick out right baseline. Pull up by Grunden. Up and no good. Rebound Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun's come up the hill, across the circle, looks up, looks to drive, kick out to Cade Wendell to the left side, swing around, Reese Rogers three on the left baseline, and bang, and Reese Rogers with a quick 5-0 lead. So the good things happen when Reese usually hits his first shot, Brian.
Yeah, he's was hot last week at our last game, and he's starting off to a good start right here.
Caleb Dippel pulls up, and good. Nice little step through by Caleb Dippel. Makes the score 5-2. Cade Wendell across the timeline, picked up by Welch. Welch pressures, and oh, Indians get lucky there. A little nickel dimer on Welch. Cade Wendell getting some instruction from Coach Overton, and Indians going to keep it. So triggered in by Petey Judy. Off to Cade Wendell. Cade Wendell drives hard middle. Dumped to Bronny, and it's going to be out of bounds on Caleb Dippel. So the Indians going to have it underneath their bucket here. As Coach said, great crowd already here shuffling in for this JV game. Fort Recovery pretty much has their side packed. So triggered into Clayton Pearson on the top. Off the Reese Rogers three ball up on them. No good. Rebound by Albers of Coldwater. Up the left side comes Welch. Reverses. Picks up his dribble. Out to Grunden. He fakes a three. Dribbles in. Kick off to Caleb Dippel. He takes a three and no good. Rebound Reese Rogers. Off to Petey Judy on the left side. Kicked up Clayton Pearson on the drive. Kick out. Reese Rogers wide open. Three up and good. So, again, Coach, good ball movement. And anytime Reese gets his feet underneath him, he's usually money.
Yeah, and that started all because of Clayton Pearson's dribble drive. He was able to draw Reese's – I was going to get a turnover here from Coldwater, but he was able to draw Reese's man. They help in and kick out, and Reese has his
– he's got a whole host of subs coming in for Coldwater, four of the five. Going to be subbed in, and Travis Sutter, coming in for Peyton Judy. 8-2, 4:27 here on Wayne IGA first quarter scoreboard. Here Indians on top. Cade Wendell across the timeline, goes to the right side, ball screen by Ryan Braun. Kick out reverse to Reese Rogers inside to Brawny. Makes a move. Kicks out to Cade Wendell. Ball bobbled. And it's a loose ball. Going to be picked up by Coldwater. Not sure that possession error is right, is it? They got the tip and dribbled it out of bounds.
That's true.
Coach Overton not arguing with it, but I think that is wrong. But Coldwater ball brought up by number 40. Not on the roster. Over to Quinn.
What a name, by the way. Sunday Quinn.
One of the Marshall Ians. I think he's related to the Joe Ash boys, maybe.
Yep.
So turnover by the Cavs. Going to turn it over to the Indians. Cade Wendell's going to bring it up. Looks like Coldwater's going to be in a 2-3 zone. Cade attacks the middle of it. Pulls up. Wild shot. Gets his own rebound. Kick out to Reese Rogers. Reese over to Cade Wendell at the top of the key. Penetration, kick over to Ryan Braun. Ryan on the bounce in the middle, little floater up, no good. Gets his own rebound back and up and good. So right now, Indians doing a good job hitting offensive glass.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, Cade right now, he's finding out he can penetrate that 2-3 zone at the gap up top, and he's been able to do that a couple times. Hopefully he can continue to find open men with that.
We got a whole host of Coldwater guys not on the roster here, so we're going to make up names, I think, here. Little shuffle cut, 41 on the drive. Kick out to Quinn. Quinn dribbles, takes Quinn fakes the three. Kick over to number 40. Up, no good, and three-pointer into the buck. So I said no good, but number 40, we're not sure who that is, and he's got three. It makes it 10-5, Fort Recovery Indians. Sutter on the right side, picks up his dribble. Going to be a turnover on Sutter. Going to go back over to Coldwater. 2:43 to go in the first quarter. 5-10 Indians. Coldwater comes across the timeline. Going to be an arm bar there by Cade Wendell. So that's going to be Cade's first, team's first. 10-5 Indians in the lead. So, Coldwater taking the ball out of bounds. Over to Quinn. Sunday eyes. Little hesitation. Kick over to 41. Over to Frilling. Jump hook. No good. Rebound. Clayton Pearson. Clayson on the run on the left side. Attacks the middle of the paint. Got Reese Rogers swing. Over to the left side to Cade. Travis Sutter in the left corner. Picks up his dribble. Reverse back around the top of key to Rogers. Inside to Pearson, back out to Sutter. On the drive, Cade Wendell, pull up. Kick out to three on the way by Rogers, and that's good. So Reese Rogers early on here, I believe, is 3-for-4, Coach, from three?
Yes, he is. And, you know, the one good thing is we're moving the ball really well right now, and that's able to get why we're getting those looks. So.
And that second foul on Cade Wendell, I believe. So it's going to be two on Cade. Going to bring Clint Metzger into the ball game. Clint had a huge night on Saturday night. Well deserved.
I say it's nice to get hit a little rewarded with some play here early.
So we have a whole host of subs also coming in. Going to be 33. Walters is back in for Coldwater, along with Dippold and Grundin.
By the way, I believe Dippold's mom's Jenny Rammel.
Yeah, that's a little Doodles Rammel's grandson.
And doesn't she get honored tomorrow with the state team?
Yep, Dippold up, no good. Rebound fought for is going to stay with the Cavs. So Cavs are going to trigger it in underneath their bucket here. Indians in a man-to-man. Actually, 2-3 zone out of bounds. Dipple over to Grundon in the corner. He drives, kick out to Dipple up top. Got away with a little travel. Back up top to 21, Miller. Miller, turnover by Walters. Going the other way. Clayton Pearson with the steal. Indians on the run. Ryan Braun pull up three. Left side, no good. Rebound fought for. Comes down to Grundon. It's a little quick shot there, Brian. I imagine Coach won't work the clock a little bit.
Well, and the other thing, too, with it is, you know, I'm not sure. You know, Bronny can hit that shot, but I don't know if that's the best shot for him off of one or two passes. Maybe after a couple, couple passes or so, that would be better. But number three here, Ethan Shane checks in for Bronny, so maybe Coach O is going to sit down and maybe tell him that same thing. So
out to Miller on the left side above the arc. Up to Albers in the corner, 33. Walters shot up and good. So Indians just lose him. You heard Coach Overton yelling shooter, and we just didn't cover him. Clint Metzger, hard dribble off to Reese Rogers. Three ball up, no good. Good box out by Coldwater there, and it's going to be out of bounds on Ethan Shane. So 13-8, 58 seconds to go here on Wayne IGA scoreboard. Triggered into Grundon, playing the point guard, guarded by Sutter. Going on the right drive, kick out to Dipple. Dipple reverse to Miller. Up to Walters, inside to Berkey, or to Albers, and easy 2 points there, Coach. Makes it 13-10.
Yeah, he had a nice seal up inside, and we were trying to front, and they threw it up over the top.
Travis Sutter got away with a travel off to Ethan Shane, dribbles baseline right, left side, kick out to Sutter, swing back up to Reese Rogers, to the right side to Pearson, inside to Metzger, over to Pearson. Left side, Travis Sutter. Travis Sutter lets her go. No good. Rebound, Miller.
So we've kind of went cold here with about 10 seconds left.
Yeah, we have. Seven. Out left side. Walters picks it up. 3 seconds. Miller takes a three at the buzzer. Actually, Grundon. And that's going to make it 13-all after one on the Wayne IGA first quarter scoreboard. We'll be back right after this message from Wayne IGA.
Hi, this is Ann Guggenbiller with Wayne IGA. Are you trying to stay fit in the new year? Well, we have refreshed our salad bar and soup station to better serve your needs. We have them both available Monday through Saturday. So whether you need a healthy lunch or maybe you want a lighter and quick dinner, we have what you are looking for. While you shop, earn bonus tickets on participating products for our Game of Life. We've increased your chances with even more bonus tickets. No purchase necessary, and every ticket is a winner because we understand that this community store is your store. Traditional service, historical value. Shop Wayne IGA in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You wake up to a call from work because the alarm didn't go off because an ice-covered tree limb fell on a power line, and you don't have heat, lights, or hot coffee because you didn't get a Generac. But don't worry about that call. It probably won't come because your phone charger won't work either. Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. When the power goes out, and you know it will, relax. You plan for it with Generac from Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
We're back here at the Palace in Coldwater, Ohio. Indians and the Cavs tied up 13-all. Like you said, Coach, Indians came out on a hot start and gone ice cold ever since.
Yeah, Coach Miller, actually Chad Miller here, one of the teachers at Fort Recovery Middle School. So this is a big game for him. He's also an alumni of Coldwater. So, he's got to be happy with his team's recovery after the hot start by the Indians. So
another turnover, Indian. No, get it back. Reese Rogers up. No good. Rebound, Walters.
When in doubt, shoot it, Reese.
And it's going to be turned over by Coldwater. So we're going to go back the other way with the Indians' ball. Again, 6:37 to go in the second quarter. Our second quarter sponsors is Hall Brothers. Clayton Pearson comes across the timeline over to Peyton Judy. Over to Ethan Shane at the top of the key. Inside to Clayton Pearson. 10-footer up and good. So Indians get inside the middle of that zone, and a 10-footer by Clayton Pearson. That's going to be his first points of the game. Off right side to Dipple. Our Dipple on the right side above the top of the key. Over to Walters, looking inside to Albers. Dribbles to the top of the key, being pressured by Ethan Shane. Over to Grundon. Grundon out to Miller on the left side. Walters on the left side. Three ball up. No good. Rebound, Reese Rogers. Off to Clayton Pearson playing the point here with Cade running with two fouls. Ethan Shane on the right side, inside to Ryan Braun. Bronny looks, kick out Reese Rogers, wide open. He's got to make out one, and good, Coach. So I don't know how you lose somebody.
He's already got four or five threes here in the half, and you know, that was about as wide open shot as he's going to get. So
Reese Rogers with 12. Like Coach said, four or five from three. I just don't understand how kids can't realize who the hot guy is and be there on the catch, but we'll take it. So Indians on defense here. Coldwater takes outbound. Grundon, cross screen. Hits Albers. No, actually Meyer at the top of the key. Over to Walters. Three out of the corner. Up and no good. And off Peyton Judy's hands, and going to be Coldwater ball. So 18-13, Indians on top. 5:22 to go here in the second quarter. Hall Brothers, our sponsor. Indians in a 2-3. Up top to Walters. Back to the corner. Back up top Walters. Wide open three. Up. No good. Bout gets lodged in the rim. He rebounded Ethan Shane. So
kind of an ugly looking shot.
That was a knuckleball. That ball got stuck. Over to Clayton Pearson. Inside to Ryan Braun. Turnaround jumper. Up. No good. Rebound to Ethan Shane. He loses it. Going the other way. Ethan Shane. No foul. We'll take it. Over to Walters in the left side, dribbles baseline, kick out up top to number 43, Frilling up, no good, rebound fought for, and it's going to be a foul on number 23, Preston Myers. So
good box out by Reese Rogers, and also we like to thank Coldwater baseball coach here, state champion Brian Harlement, for helping us get some numbers on some kids from Coldwater who aren't on the roster, so we appreciate that.
Evan Post in the game, he's going to replace Reese Rogers. Clayton Pearson brings it across the timeline over to Judy. Inside to Braun. Kick out Peyton, to Peyton Judy. He's on the bounce. Pulls up. No good. And he gets a friendly roll there. So Peyton Judy getting on the scoreboard. It makes it 20-13. Your Indians, 4:28 to go. Up top, Meyer going to take the three. Up and no good. Rebound by Peyton Judy. Indians on the run here. Off the right side to Pearson. Pearson drives, pull up, jumper up, no good. Rebound fought for Ethan Shane, and he loses it again. So Ethan's made two or three hustle plays and turned it over, Coach.
Yeah, he's crashing the glass really hard, doing a great job, like you said. But then the bad thing is when he catches it, he's bringing the ball down, and the defenders are able to strip it from him. So he needs to be able to grab that, chin it, and keep it high so the defenders can't rip it at him.
A little token pressure here by the Indians. Brought across the timeline by number 40, Jacob Wenning. Inside to Meyer. Meyer, Bronny walls him up, and good. So the junior gets on the scoreboard. It makes it 20-15, Coldwater. Coldwater still in a 2-3 zone. Over to Evan Post inside, into Ryan Braun. Bronny gets it stripped. Ethan Shane picks it up, back inside to Ryan Braun. Kick out Clayson Pearson. He travels, and going back to the Cavs. Unfortunate, because Petey Judy was spotted up, ready to knock a three, and he drained it. So 20-15, Hall Brothers second quarter scoreboard. 3:42 to go. Just been joined up here by ex-color man Mark Hubbard. Coldwater has a little shuffle cut into Frilling, kick ball, and it's going back over to the Cavs. So
I guess the student theme for both teams tonight, or both schools, is pink out, I guess.
Yeah, I saw something. They're doing something for somebody that died in the fourth grade or something I saw.
Well, that's good. Good sportsmanship by both schools.
Another turnover by Coldwater. Peyton Judy's going to bring it up the floor. 2-3 zone. No, looks like Coldwater's going to match up. Peyton picks up his dribble. Off to Ethan Shane. Reese Rogers going to heat check. Three, no good. Back to the Cavs. Wenning pushes forward to Grundon. Grundon pull up three from the right side up. Air ball, no good. Rebound, Peyton Judy. Over to Reese Rogers. Fakes it. Three ball on the way. Knuckler by Posty. No good. Rebound, Grundon. And going to be a foul on Evan Post. So 20-15. Your Indians on top. 3 minutes to go here in the second quarter.
You know, right there, Coach, I think you know, they've been in a 2-3 zone, and we've been moving the ball pretty well, but we've been shooting a lot of threes. You know, they just changed their defense and went man. You know, I like to see the Indians there do a little bit better job of trying to attack inside and get something inside. Maybe you can still get a kick out, but at least try to attack it inside first.
Yeah, some good ball movement inside, outside, and get some great looks. That's going to be turned over by Sunday Quinn. Just a quick reminder, tomorrow a huge girls game at Fort Recovery at noon with the JV start. Fort Recovery Indians hosting St. Mary's, and they're also going to honor the 1990-91 girls volleyball and basketball team. So come out and support the Lady Indians. Have a nice little roll going right now. Up top, Peyton Judy. Right side, Ethan Shane. Ethan Shane over to Evan. Ethan Shane into the post. Turnover, Ethan Shane. So right now, Ethan Shane needs to get a little focus. Missed layup. And Sunday Quinn chases it down, being pressured by Clayton Pearson. Over to Winning. Lost loose on the deck. Frilling back out top. Goes to Winning. Looking for Albers inside. Frilling dribbles. Kicks out. Over to Quinn on the right side. Quinn wants to shake and bake. Takes it. Kicks out. Frilling on the right side. Back to Quinn. Three ball up on its way and good. So Sunday Quinn knocks down a three. Little fist pump. Makes it 20-18. Coldwater back into 2-3. Ryan Braun to the rack. Up and good. So nice step move there by Ryan. Indians need a bucket there. It's 22-18, 1:36 to go here on Hall Brothers' second quarter scoreboard. Dipple up top to Frilling. Over to Winning. Three ball up and no good. No rebounding at all on the backside by the Indians there. Shot up and no good again. Clayton Pearson with the rebound. 22-18. Clayton off the Reese Rogers is going to be tipped, and good call actually right there by the official. And the ball game is going to be Trevor Vaughn, number 25, going to replace Ethan Shane.
Trenny did a nice job on the glass, just had a couple turnovers.
Yeah, he did. He just couldn't hold on to that baby.
A lot of great effort by him, though.
So here we go back the other way. Coldwater has the ball. Over to Winning up top. Three ball up on its way. Shot no good. Rebound. Nice check out there by the Indians. Reese Rogers comes out with it. Clayton Pearson up to over to Ryan Braun. Coldwater in a 2-3 zone. Reese Rogers, three ball up. No good. Fought for. Bounced around. Rebound Peyton Judy. Finds Clayton Pearson. Take that up, big guy, and get the one. So nice job by Clayton Pearson to get the finish there, and a nice heads-up play by Petey Judy, Coach.
Yeah, that's pretty athletic play by Peyton Judy. Grabbed a rebound, was able to give a little no-look pass to Clayton, and Clayton was able to get the and-one. So
24-18 on the floor for the Indians. Braun, Pearson, Judy, and Rogers. Sunday Quinn pushes it up hard, kicks it over left to Winning, off the left side, Frilling, guarded by Trevor. Over swing pass, Sunday Quinn, top of the key, same place he just made one before. Shot Frilling up, no good. Fought for, get on the deck there, boys. Who'd he call that on? Wow, I guess he's going to call hold on Trevor Vaughn. Did not see that. We're going to have a sub. Grundon's going to be back in. 19.5 seconds. Hall Brothers scoreboard, 24-18 Indians. Coldwater going to trigger it out of bounds underneath their bucket. Indians in a 2-3 zone. Got to get out. Shot up. No good. Ryan Braun tips. Nope. Fought. And Reese Rogers going to get the rebound. So good job by the Indians there. They got 14.2 seconds left here, 24-18. So, Coach, we got an opportunity to get the last shot here and build a little bigger lead.
Yeah, I thought Reese has done a great job of boxing out. You know, that's maybe been his downfall a little bit on the defensive end. And I thought tonight he's done a great job of checking out and being able to guard people.
So. Yeah, he has. He's definitely done a better job. 9 seconds to go. Off to Rogers and to Braun. Braun looks. Over to Clayton Pearson. Over to Rogers. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. One. No good. And that's going to be your halftime. So Indians, wow. About a three-quarter court goes in almost at the buzzer. At the end of the first half, 24-18, Your Indians in the lead. We'll take a short break. Come back with some halftime stats.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. Jot it down Wednesday through Saturday, February 17th to the 20th. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are 10 to 20% off. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden. All parts are marked down. And if you want to save time, pre-order your parts now, and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, February 17th to the 20th. Stop in and save.
Call B&D Contracting at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes, plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalp at 419-234-2976. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
Just because the perfect reason to send someone a beautiful gift of flowers makes someone's ordinary day extraordinary with a surprise gift of flowers. Call Forget Me Not Florist in downtown Fort Recovery. We will help you deliver happiness just because. Call 419-375-4668. Forget Me Not Florist, experts in the art of expression.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. New Lean and Mean TS6 Series tractors from New Holland and K&L Tractor Sales feature rock-solid reliability. You can tailor a model to match the task.
Well, and I'll do this, and then I'll...
comfort. That's being called New Holland.
Talk about the girls' game. We might as well get them plenty of full publicity.
115 PTO horsepower, two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive for added traction, and an all-weather cab or spacious flat-deck platform. No matter how you fit your TS6 Series tractor...
Here, Coach Hubbard, we got another headset.
By K&L Tractor Sales today.
We're here back live at the Palace. Joined here with Coach Patch. Halftime score 24-18. Indians in the lead. Coach, not a bad half by the Indians. They got out to a fast start and then kind of cooled off a little bit and then got a few key buckets there late in the half.
Yeah, Coldwater is going to a 2-3 zone, and Reese Rogers was able to find himself, I guess, a recipient of a couple nice passes from his teammates. He was able to hit three or four early on there, and I think he hit maybe one or two more. He hit one more later on. He has 12 points. So, all of his points right now have been off the threes. But, I thought we've done a great job of being able to get ball movement. The one thing I thought, we had a couple possessions where we really settled for the outside shot versus really trying to attack him. And then Bronny kind of started us off with really attacking the basket hard on the drive. And then we've been able to do that a little bit better, I thought, as the game progressed. So,
yeah, definitely. When Cade was in there, he was getting in a lot of gaps and unfortunately got his second foul. Right now for the Indians, halftime, Reese Rogers is your leading scorer. He's got 12 all on three-point shots, so Reese is the game's leading scorer. A few announcements here. Tomorrow, a huge game, Coach. St. Mary's Lady Rough Riders come into the fort, a noon start. Also going to be a really cool day because we're honoring the 1990-91 girls team, so for their volleyball and basketball conference. So what can you tell us about the Rough Riders, Coach?
Well, coming in right now, they're second place in the WBL. They've kind of owned the MAC. They've beat Minster at Minster, beat St. John's at St. John's, and beat New Bremen at St. Mary's, but pounded New Bremen pretty good. The only team that did get them in the MAC is Marion Local by 2 in overtime, and that was early in the year before St. Mary's got all their players back from volleyball. So, right now they're really hot. We know they got two really nice guards, Cisco girls, 5'3", 5'5", and they can flat out shoot the ball, and plus they have some size to go along with it, 6-footer and a couple 5'11 girls. So they match up really well to us, very similar to us, play a little bit more half-court game. But we know it's going to be one of the better teams we've played all year, so we definitely got to be ready to go.
Well, that leads right in that we need to have everybody's support there tomorrow night. Now, you got to be happy with the effort last night that your girls put forth. I just got to say a shout out, and I told the girls they got one of the greatest student sections I've ever seen for girls basketball. So, got to be proud of the effort last night. I thought they fed off the crowd and everything else.
Well, I mean, as you know, Jeff, being an assistant with me with the boys and the girls now for about the last 7 or 8 years, when the boys game, you're in an atmosphere like you're in the night. I mean, the Palace is almost a sold-out place right now. Matter of fact, Mr. Hobbs, Jeff Hobbs, and the Harold Field are going to be doing the varsity game for us here tonight. You know, you and I are trying to figure out where the heck are we going to set for the varsity game, because it's almost that packed in here. When you're in a game like that, it's pretty electrifying on the coach. When you're on the bench, you got to yell so the kids can hear you. Even if you're not even mad, you still got to yell just because, it's just so loud. And, last night for us, that was kind of that atmosphere. As you talked about, a lot of these students that were here last night for us are out here playing on the court tonight, or will be playing on the court. The boys basketball team has done a tremendous job of supporting the girls and vice versa. And, I'm looking over there at our pink out right now, and I can't hardly see, tell. I think every one of our girls players in our program is over there right now at the high school level. And that's been the fun part this year. The boys and the girls are supporting each other, the success they're having. And to be honest, I think it all stems back from the football success we had. We let the girls off early for practice quite a few times so the girls could make it to the football games, and we were all there as coaches and players supporting the girl or the football team. Some of the guys that even don't play basketball that played football, they're here watching, supporting our girls. Last night, as I told the girls, last night was one of the first times coaching girls basketball I kind of got goosebumps going through the starting lineups at Fort Recovery. Harold does a great job of that. We're kind of cranking in there. And, our student section was tremendous last night. And, we're definitely going to need them down the stretch as we got some big games coming up. So,
yeah, I definitely agree with you. I said, when you make that transition over girls, I know last year that crowd and everything that the boys brings really something you miss. But last night definitely did not feel like a girls game. And, again, I agree with you. The football program having success has led right into this, and all those basketball players supporting us and football players. So, great win. Also, I'd like to announce next week on Tuesday night, we're going to have boys action at Greenville, JV game at 6 o'clock. That's rescheduled from earlier this year. Then Thursday night, Coach, a huge matchup in the MAC in girls basketball. Our Lady Indians will be at Minster at a 6 o'clock tip. Friday night, the boys will host Minster in a JV game at 6:30. And then Saturday again, we're back at the grind at the Valley. Girls game at 1 o'clock, boys game at 6 o'clock. So a lot of activities going on. Again, 24-18 at half. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with second half action here shortly.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
Hey, this is Steve Stone from Nature Screen Nursery. Not too early to start thinking about springtime and all your landscape needs. We have trees, flowers, shrubs, everything you could possibly imagine for outdoors, mulch, topsoil. Great experience, great prices, great people. Come see us at Nature Screen Nursery. We are on State Route 119 Fort Recovery and State Route 29 West in Salina.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is your outfit?
You sure you've got the right number?
I'm looking for Ralph. Is he there?
Well, what's he look like?
He's got white hair and spots.
Is Ralph your dog?
He's a Dalmatian.
Why would he be here at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency?
You always say you have something for everyone.
We do, with coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual. Maybe you should look in your backyard for Ralph.
I'll just call his cell phone.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
We're back here live at the Palace. Huge crowd on hands here. A lot of pink, both student sections and pink out tonight, supporting breast cancer and cancer awareness. As Coach Pat said, one of the biggest crowds I've ever seen probably for a Fort Recovery Coldwater game. I see Coach Shardo just came in from Findlay, sitting down there with Jason Wood for Coldwater's superintendent. I'm assuming he's here watching Burnett, would be my guess, Coach.
I would say so, since I know he's definitely interested in him. I've actually texted Coach Shardo during the fall about the Burnett kid, because we keep in touch with some of the coaches that our former players played for, and I know he's definitely said they're interested in him. So
both teams go back with their starters for the Indians: Judy, Wendell, Rogers, Pearson, and Braun. And man-to-man, almost picked off by Peyton. Judy going to stay with. Oh, wow.
Ooh, good call for us.
Wow, look at this. Coldwater thinks they got the ball, and they give it to the Indians. Got a little discussion here. I thought it was going to be Coldwater ball, but all right, they are going to correct their call. So going to be Cavs ball, 24-18 Indians. Third quarter sponsors, Amy Wendell's Family Health. Coldwater on the left side over to Dippold. Dippold has it up top to Walters, off the right side to Welch. Welch looks, guarded closely by Wendell. Over to Grundon in the right side, fakes it, looks inside to Albers. Can't get inside to Albers. He turns left shoulder, not even attempting to make a move. Coach Hubbard calls for a travel action. Off to Grundon, in the corner to Walters. Back up top to Welch, dribbles in, pull up. And good. So Cade Wendell being a little hesitant there due to his foul trouble, and it's 24-20. Indians come across the timeline. Looks like a little 3-2 zone action here. Actually, it's a 2-3. Little disguise. Peyton Judy out top, way out top with it. Cross-court pass to Reese Rogers into Clayton Pearson. Turnaround jumper up. No good. Rebound by Caleb Dippel. Off to the right side to Welch. He pushes to the right hand. Picks up his dribble. Little kick out over to Walters. Inside to Albers. Shot up and good. So Ryan Braun got a little bit out of position. Easy lob. It makes it 24-22. Indians. 5:25 to go. Amy Wendell Health. Family Health. Sponsor here. Over to Judy. Inside to Braun. He has on the right block. Picks up his dribble. Kick out to Cade Wendell. On the bounce. Spin dribble. Up and good. Ah, nice move. Can't finish the layup. Rebound to Albers. Up to Walters. On the run. And he's going to get fouled by Ryan Braun. So not a very good start here, Coach, for the Indians coming out of halftime.
No, a little sluggish. You know, unfortunately, Cade had a real nice drive for us, and the ball went around the rim and popped back out. But, right now we got to pick it up a little bit more on the defensive end.
Great throw up and good by Walters.
By the way, just got a little text here. The pink is for Ryan Miller. He would have been a senior this year, but was killed 4 years ago when a car hit him on his bicycle. And this actually today was his birthday.
Okay, so that's what all the pink is for, and showing great sportsmanship. Clayton Pearson throws up an air ball. Indians get fortunate. Coldwater was on the line.
By the way, that came from Sam Kanapke. So thanks, Sam.
Thank you, Sam. Triggered in. Peyton Judy, wide open three. Top of the key, up. No good. Rebound. Ryan Braun keeps it high. Gets fouled and no good. But good job by the Indians hitting offensive glass. Ryan Braun is going to go to the line, shooting two. 24-23. Our Indians in the lead. Going to the forget-me-not Flores foul line. Here's Ryan Braun. First one's up and short. So going to be a one shot left here. 4:49 to go. A whole host of subs. Frilling, Meyer, and Miller. And replacing Walters, Dippel, and Albers. Indians still have their starting five. Ryan Braun's going to take his second one. Eyes it, flies it up, and it's short again. So two in a row, Ryan needs to use his legs a little bit. Coldwater on the run. Top of the key, Welch. Kick out. throws it himself. That should be over and back. All right. So he lost his dribble, didn't want to pick it up, and eventually has to. So turnover by the Cavs. Indians need to get something going here. 24-23, 4:35 to go in the third quarter. Cade Wendell drives, picks up his dribble, pull-up jumper up and good. So, again, Cade Wendell with nice penetration, Coach. Good things have happened.
Yeah, the Coldwater has not been able to keep him out of the paint. He's been in there all night long, and, you know, he was fortunate enough there. He got a great finish. So
Grundon on the drive. Going to be a hand hold on Peyton Judy. That's going to be his first, team's first. 26-23. Going to have a sub coming into the game. Ethan Shane is going to replace Peyton Judy. So Peyton picks up a foul, and he's going to be coming out of the ball game, and Ethan Shane's back in. Indians in a 2-3 zone. Up to Meyer, being guarded by Rogers. Over on the left side. Up top to Sunday Quinn, over to Miller on the right side. Inside to Meyer. Wow, right in front of Ethan Shane. Should have picked that one off. Over to number 40, Wenning. Three ball up, no good. And again, Ethan Shane mistimed it, and it's going to stay with the Indians. But 26-23, 57 left here on the Amy Wendell Family Health scoreboard. Coldwater in a 2-3 zone. Cade Wendell picked up at top by Sunday Quinn. Over to Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun swings it back to Cade Wendell on the left side. Lob pass coming. A little Syracuse action. Ryan Braun actually with a beautiful catch there. A lot of traffic, and comes down with it and going to get fouled. So Indians fortunate there. They threw about a 35-foot pass on Syracuse, Coach.
Yeah, and unfortunately it didn't count, but how about the finish by Braun? He's showing a little athleticism.
Ryan through the middle, up, no good. Rebound Ethan Shane. Traveled, but they're going to call two shots. So Ethan Shane hitting the glass there. Hopefully he can get rewarded here. So
he's done a great job. That's probably about his fourth or fifth, maybe even sixth offensive rebound. He's just been relentless going to the offensive glass.
So hopefully here he can cash in at the line. The old lefty eyes it, flies it up, and hard off the back of the iron. So, again, Coach, three missed free throws already this half by the Indians.
And that's why we haven't increased our lead here. And, you know, those are things we got to be able to knock down when the game's close like that.
Second one up and no good again. So Indians 0-4 this half from the line. Coach Overton just shakes his head. 21 Miller shot up, no good. Rebound Cade Wendell. Cade Wendell brings it across the timeline up to Clayton Pierce, and he traveled.
By the way, how about our celebrities up?
Yeah, I just saw that. We got a celebrity up here. What an old-time legend, Fort Recovery JV, boys coach back when I played, official ex-MAC commissioner.
Athletic director, right, Fort Recovery?
Yep, Tim Buescher. We might have to get him on the horn here before this telecast is over. A little trap by the Indians. Going to be a timeout by Chad Miller. We're going to take a quick one with him. It's 26-23 Indians, 3 minutes, 8 seconds to go.
Amy Wendell here from Amy Wendell Family Health in downtown Fort Recovery. At our office, we understand that when you're sick, you're sick. And not everyone can miss work to get it checked out. So we offer evening and weekend hours in addition to our traditional daytime hours. We also understand that high deductibles can take a chunk out of your family's budget. So use your health savings account to get the most out of your health care dollar. Let our office be your family's first choice for their health care needs. Wishing our athletes a successful basketball season. Go Indians!
We're back here live at the Palace, 3:08 to go. Amy Wendell, Family Health scoreboard, 26-23. Our lovely Indians in the lead. Indians in a 2-3 zone. Last time they looked at a little trap action out of this. Dipple's going to trigger it in. Inside to Albers, kicked out to Wenning. Over to Sunday Quinn. Sunday Quinn on the bounce. Over to Frilling, going to be over and back. How's that on over and back, Coach? I did not see a tip. Sunday Quinn's going to have it at the volleyball line. Sunday needs a headband, by the way. Over to Wenning, inside to Albers. He thinks about it, left-handed hook, kind of threw it up and went in, Coach.
That's an old-school Kareem move right there.
26-25, Indians in the lead. Cade Wendell bounces, goes loose ball on the deck, going to be a jump ball, going to stay with the Indians. So Indians lose it on the drive.
Good penetration by Cade.
Yeah, it was.
A little out of control towards the end of the drive.
Peyton Judy's going to come in and replace Clayton Pearson. Indians need a bucket here. And to Peyton Judy, first time in, shot up, no good. Going to be off Coldwater. Going to stay with the Indians. So 26-25, 2:26 here to go in the period. Want to have a little shout out to my wife and Jenny Dippold and all the crazy ladies out at Mariah Stein Shrine doing some scrapbooking this weekend.
This weekend, huh?
I got the house to myself. Ethan Shane kick out over to Cade Wendell. In the corner to Petey Judy. Petey Judy reverses it over to Cade Wendell. Cade Wendell in the center circle picks up his dribble off to Reese Rogers. Three ball up and no good. So good ball movement, good shot by the Indians. We just can't cash in.
Yep, great decision by Cade right there, and Reese just missed it a little short. But
up top to Frilling. Frilling over to Wenning. Albers posting hard over to Miller. Out to Wenning, inside to Albers, turned over, stolen by Cade Wendell. Actually knocked away by Ryan Braun there, but Cade comes up with the loose change. Over to Peyton Judy, inside to Ryan Braun, dribbles, turnaround and good. So nice move by Ryan Braun.
Yeah, great move, and Ryan just catches it and power dribbles in and basically bullies his way to the bucket. So we needed it.
Yes, we did. 28-25, almost a turnover, picked up by Frilling, kicked out to Wenning. Up top to Grundon. Lob pass inside to Albers. Up and no good. Coach, that's way too easy.
Yeah, great seal up by the Albers kid, and just had Bronny pinned a little bit too high and able to catch it and lay it in.
28-27 Indians. Coldwater still in a 2-3 zone. Reese Rogers, three ball up, halfway down and out. Rebound Ethan Shane again. And Ethan's going to go back to the line here, I believe. And shoot two. Nope. I guess they're going to.
Called on the floor.
Ray Moore definitely would have called out a shot. As Coach Patch said, we're surrounded by celebrities here tonight.
I feel like I'm in Hollywood.
I got Coach Hubbard and Busher on the other side. I look over. We got Brian Hirelament and Toby Seifrin. It's celebrities everywhere. Only thing we need is dart, and we'll be set. Grundon with a run out. He misses a layup. Could have took the lead. 28-27, 50 seconds to go. Peyton Judy on the right side. Back to Clayton Pearson. Ethan Shane pull up from 5 feet up. No good. Rebound Grundon. So Coldwater has a chance to take the first lead of the ball game. On the run out, Walters up. Oh, blocked by Ryan Braun.
Look good.
And they're going to call a foul on Ryan. That's going to be his third, actually. So Ryan Braun with his third foul. And Walters is going to go to the line shooting two. So looks like Trevor Vaughn's going to come in and replace Ryan Braun with his three fouls. For the Indians' sake, Grundon misses, or Walters misses a free throw. So Ryan Braun's going to take a seat. Three fouls, 6 points. Second shot, chance to tie it up, 34 seconds to go. Shot up and good. So tie ball game here, 34 seconds, 28 all. Indians go for one here, Coach.
I would think so.
2-3 zone, I definitely would. I'd be patient and get a good look. Peyton Judy pulls it back out. 20 seconds left. Ethan Shane gets it batted away on the drive. Picks up his dribble. Kick out to Peyton Judy. 15 seconds. Now you got to go for one. Travis Sutter, left-handed, wild shot. Rebound, Trevor Vaughn. And he gets it on the deck and actually gets fouled. So nice job by Trevor going up and keeping that possession alive, Coach.
Yeah, that was probably not the best shot Coach O would like for Travis. That's about a 12-footer left-handed runner. So
7 seconds left, 28 all here, Amy Wendell Family Health.
Petey Judy for three right here. Nope.
Over to Travis Sutter, three ball up on its way and good. So Indians get a stop here, 31-28. And that's going to be the end of the half, or third quarter, 31-28. So a little shout out there for Trevor to keeping the possession alive to get another shot. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with fourth quarter action.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by January and March. Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. So don't take the risk, get the vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So visit Kalp Pharmacy locations in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you.
Said nice shot for a referee.
Get that. We're back here live at the Palace. We've been joined here, I guess we coerced, the superintendent of the TriStar, Tim Buescher. Welcome aboard, Bush.
Hey, welcome. Hey, thanks, boys. I appreciate it.
Like we said, we had celebrities everywhere here tonight. We threw Hubs out of his seat. Tell us how things going at TriStar. I miss hearing your voice every day on a delay.
Yeah, I know. With your wife moving on, it's kind of missed that 4:30 call in the morning, isn't it?
Yeah, those of you who don't know, my wife's at the ESC, and every delay, Bush would wake me up at 5 a.m., and I couldn't go back to sleep. So I
was just trying to help you out, Jeff.
So, as we said, Tim, been a long-time official. He's going to join us here a little bit. Coach Patch will have some questions for you. Fourth quarter action, 31-28, Indians in the lead. And a little man-to-man action on the floor for the Indians. Wendell, Sutter, Vaughn, Bruns, and Judy. Shot up and good by Grundon. I called it before he even hit it. 31 all. 6:36 to go here. Fort Recovery Insurance scoreboard. Coldwater in a 2-3 zone. Indians run a little four-man out. Cade Wendell on the drive. Gets it batted. Loose ball on the deck. Turnover. Indians coming the other way. Miller over to Walters. Three-pointer up and no good. Rebound, Ryan Braun. Ah, fought for. He picks it up. Two guys on the floor. Push it ahead, Indians. Here we come. Sutter into Petey Judy. And he got fouled. So Petey Judy over to Trevor Vaughn. And
nice
Trevor's
going
to go to the lane. So good ball movement there, Coach.
Yep, absolutely. And Trevor's got rewarded for it. So
Trevor Vaughn's going to shoot two. Bush, you still reffing?
Took a little time. I'm off this year with the daughters. We're real busy. My kids are a little bit older. So, yeah, I've had two games this year scheduled, one I got out of. So, I kept my license. We're going to sit down the road. What's going to happen?
Turnover, Indians. I thought we should have got two shots there, Coach.
Yeah, I thought so, too. They get it on this end, though.
Well, Bush, I got to admit, I don't like officials very well, but I always thought you did a pretty good job. A lot of people's probably disagreeing with me right now. Coach Patch, you ever had Bush?
I don't think I ever did either. But I will tell you, he's one of the few coaches would say when referees did a nice job, even when they won or lost, and I never got that very often in my years as a commissioner, as an athletic director, that which was impressive.
And I know that job as the MAC commissioner is a tough job, especially when you're lining up all the officials.
That's why I refereed a lot. I was out of town.
So the shot up and good. Coldwater takes the first lead of the game, 33-31, 5:59 to go in the game. Coldwater in a 2-3 zone. Indians moving it around. Cade Wendell on the left side, back up top to Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun on the bounce, tightly guarded by Sunday Quinn, going to be out of bounds off of Quinn, and Indians are going to get the ball back. So Ethan Shane's going to replace Trevor Vaughn. Trevor gave him some nice minutes when he's in there.
Quick question here, Bush. How long do you think it's going to take for the high school game to get a shot clock?
I don't know if it ever happened. I'll tell you why. They have a hard enough time with having timers that can keep on it, and I think officials would really struggle with the shot clock. At the college level, it's hard enough. I can't imagine high school officials being able to deal with that and the cost.
I got to kind of agree with you a little bit. Like you said, it's tough enough to get guys to do the clock and all that to man a scoreboard. So Coldwater back with the ball, 33-31. 5:18 to go in the game. Over to Walters to the right side by Grundon. He pulls up. Back over to Grundon on the right side. Up top to Quinn. Quinn shot fakes. Over to Peyton. Inside to Albers. Lob up and a foul on Cade Wendell. And big foul there, Coach.
And a conversion by number 45, Derek Albers. Albers having himself a pretty good half here.
Yeah, and that's kind of where they've taken the lead now by four here, like you said, 35-31. And, you know, they've just been pounding the ball inside. We've been fronting the post. They've been throwing up over the top and finishing. So,
again, I'd like to remind folks, tomorrow, ladies Indian action at the Fort against St. Mary's. Big game. Going to honor the 1990-91 girls volleyball and basketball champs. Were you part of that, Bush?
I was the athletic director, and I was junior high volleyball coach when they did that. And I was JV coach that year. Yeah, I was JV coach of girls that year.
I thought you were involved with that. So great bunch of kids, as you know. You've been around them, and a bunch of winners. So big day tomorrow honoring them, and should be a neat thing. Again, like Coach Pat said, huge crowd here on hand. Probably one of the biggest crowds I've ever seen for a Coldwater boys game.
The only other game I remember being this packed was Great College senior year, and it was right after Christmas break. If you remember, Jeff, that was the year.
Fort Laramie.
Well, I was talking when we played Coldwater in the season. That was the year we started going on a run when we were really good. We were ranked. You know, everyone knew we were pretty good. Everyone had, you know, knew we had Greg. And at that point, this was our first game coming after holiday season and all that kind of stuff, where some people don't show up as much before. And this place was almost sold out. I think even have the paper clipping where it said it was sold out, maybe like the second time in the history of the place. And then after that, every place we went was sold out. So, but as you said, great crowd in here right now.
Yeah, it is. Albers going in line. An old-fashioned three-point play. No good. Bodies all over the floor. Indians on a run. 5 minutes to go. Across the timeline over to Clayton Pearson. Looks inside. Swings over to Reese Rogers. Inside to Brawny. Brawny kick out. Drive by Cade Wendell up. And he gets kicked out to Clayton Pearson.
Reese Rogers
up and good. So it makes it 35-34. Reese Rogers with 15. He has 5 threes on the night. Kind of shoots a little bit like I used to when I played, Bush.
He made him, though.
Hey, I made him. That's all I shot. Got a drive by Grundon, no good. Rebound Rogers, and he's going to get fouled. So that's going to be team foul number 7 on Coldwater. So Rogers is going to go back to the Hall Brothers foul line with a chance to tie this baby up or take a lead. Also, I got to do another shout-out. Angie Rammel, feeling a little left out when I talked about the crazy ladies out there scrapbooking with my wife at Cartagena. So, Angie, here's your moment. I haven't seen your lovely husband yet, but
he's
I see
here.
All the rest of the Rammel clan.
I saw him. He's here.
Reese Rogers, first one up and good. That's 16 points for Reese Rogers. 35 all, 4:19 to go. There's my precious daughter, Allie. Says, take the coat, Dad. Up and no good. Tie ball game here. 35 all, 4:15 to go. Wrangler Hardware scoreboard. Kick out to Frelling. Frelling's looking inside to Albers. Albers working hard on the post with Bronny. Over to Grundon on the left side. Grundon back up top to Winning. Swings it down to the corner to Frilling. Albers again posting up. Inside to Albers, lost the ball. Actually, that's Meyer, excuse me. Coming the other way. Reese Rogers with a steal. Cade Wendell brings it up. Over to Clayton Pearson. Back up top, inside to Ryan Braun. Turnaround jumper up, no good. Not a real good shot. Bronny just kind of turned and let her fly. 35 all, 3:30 to go here in the fourth quarter. Miller picks up his dribble, over to Winning. Winning on the drive right side, in the corner to Miller. We got a double team trap. Back up top to Winning, three-pointer up, and good. So right there, the double team kind of blew up in our face, Coach.
Yeah, they were able to get good ball movement right down the floor, and Reese Rogers with a quick three again, and Ethan Shane with another offensive rebound.
Brian Braun with a three ball up and away, and it's 38 all. So 3 minutes to go, 38 all. Pat, you got any more questions here for Bush?
Well, I wanted to follow up. What do you think? Because I think the high school game hasn't gone where they had all the delays like they used to have. I think what they would do is maybe if it got to the point where there's not enough scoring, they would go back to the 10-second line or that hash mark, which I don't know. Well, back when I played, I guess they had that. I don't know. It's been a long time.
You know, I don't think it needs again. But, you know, that's always the push you hear everybody say. You know, that was the big push. You know, Jay Billis, you know, talked about shortening the shot clock and all that stuff. And, you know, I actually, you know, my response to him was, you know, on that, and I actually tweeted it to him, you know, when we need to, you know, shorten the shot clock, get more possessions, is tell the college coach to start recruiting better skilled players. I mean, they go get athletes, and that's great, but, you know, you can dunk on people. What happens when the teams don't let you go dunk on people? Then what are you going to do? And,
yeah,
you know, and that's the problem. They go get skilled kids, but they don't get, or athletes, but they don't go get skilled kids.
Yeah.
We're back here live at the Palace. Jeff Vaughn, Brian Patch, and guest Tim Buescher. Coldwater comes across the timeline. Wenning has it at the top of the circle. Dribbles to the left side. Looks like a little set play. Indians do a nice job covering up, and Peyton Judy gets a big steal there. Indians with a chance to take a lead. 38-all. Reese Rogers spot up. That's going up, no doubt about it. And he drills a three. That's 19 for Rogers, and he has 6 three balls. Still, as a coach, no idea how you don't know where the kid's at.
Trust me, I'll ask Chad that on Monday.
And then Coldwater tip ball, going to give it to the Indians. I don't know, Bush. I've coached a long time. If a kid's got 5 threes, I'm going to know where he's at.
Yeah, and I'm that good a coach. That's why I refereed.
Tim Buescher gave me, by the way, you listeners, one of the most memorable timeout speeches I've ever heard in my life, and I can't repeat it right now, but it was tremendous at St. Henry when I was a senior, along with Coach Schallenberger. Cavs have it on the bounce. Walters up.
Nice drive.
Oh, nice drive, and he gets the one. So, nice move by the lanky Walters, a 6'2 sophomore. He's got 7. He's going to go back to the line, and he's got an opportunity to tie this up, the old-fashioned three-point play. Tell you what, this Palace is packed, Coach. It is standing room only right now, it looks like.
We have Fort Recovery Purple over here on the Coldwater side because there's no room over in our section.
Coach Ben's wife and family's over here. We got a timeout. We're going to take a short break here, and we'll be right back.
Hastings Auto Sales is now under new ownership, but not with a new face. Carl is working on retiring, and Harold and Kim Feely are the new owners. Harold has over 30 years of automotive experience. 20 of those are at Hastings Auto Sales, so the faces will be the same. The same trusted name, the same high-quality used vehicles, the same professional vehicle repairs, just a new owner, so Carl can finally slow down a little after 40-plus years in the auto repair and sales business. Stop by and check out their selection of used vehicles, and if your current vehicle needs some attention or just an oil change, call for an appointment at 375-4617. Hastings Auto Sales. Nothing's changed but the owners. It's still the same great professional service you've trusted for 40 years.
We're back here live at the Palace. Jeff Vaughn, Brian Patch, and joined with us by Tim Buescher, TriStar main man. Packed house here, 41-all. 2 minutes to go in the JV game. Over to Pearson. Back up top to Wendell. Wendell surveys over to Clayton Pearson on the left side. Indians showing some patience here. Over to Rogers. Back up top to Wendell. Over to Pearson on the left side. Little ball screen by Kate. Over to Rogers. Down the corner to Bronny. Back up top to Rogers. Look, Clayton Pearson, three ball up and on his way. Good. So big shot by Clayton Pearson. I believe that's his first point. He's got 7 on the night. Indians in the lead, 44-41. Near turnover by Coldwater. Walters has it top of the key. Inside to Albers. Albers kick out. Grundon on the drive, pull-up jumper. Up, no good. Fight for three ball winning. Up and no good. Short rebound, Peyton Judy. So the Indians need to run some clock here, Coach.
Yeah, we need to make sure we get a good look. We got a minute left here. We're up 3, and you know, they got to come out. Faust is going to be 1-1, and we hit free throws, so...
Coach Buescher, my thoughts always, a good JV official is never going to let this go to overtime. Is that true? Is that how you varsity guys feel when you're waiting?
Never heard that before.
Every varsity coach knows that, Bush.
Yeah. Never. You always wonder what restaurant you got to go to afterwards for a sandwich and a Pepsi.
Speaking of, how many times did Rick Ports take you out to VFW?
Never. He didn't have a billfold.
Well, how many times did you take him out,
We took him. I tell you, the officials at that time when he lived for a car did a lot, which was kind of always fun. Rick was a good person to have along. You could go to Albert Glandorf, never been there. People knew Ricky Ports and OG.
First free throw up and good by Peyton Judy. Indians got a four-point lead, 57.9 to go in the game. Peyton's first, next one, eyes it, flies it, up and good. So big free throws by Peyton Judy, 46-41, 55 seconds to go here. K&L Tractor scoreboard. High ball screen, Wedding kick out, over to Miller, up top to Meyer, three ball up and good. So big three by Miller. Going to be a one possession game, 46-45. Your lovely Indians on top. We'll take a real quick short break and we'll be here with the end of this thriller.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs. Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. Tractor or self-contained hydraulics provide smooth operation and maximum power. A large oil reservoir dissipates heat, decreasing fluid temperature to maximize tractor horsepower. For a superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Art's Way. For more information, see K&L Tractor today.
We're back here at the Palace, packed house here for Fort Recovery Coldwater game. Bush, your oldest son's what, fifth grade?
Fourth grade, 10 years old.
Fourth grader. So were you here to watch those kids play earlier?
No, he's in that. Next week he gets his opportunity.
Well, what grade was that?
That was, I think, sixth graders.
Well, those kids were pretty darn skilled.
Sixth graders.
Future's pretty good for them because they were jacking threes like
step backs and everything else.
That was impressive.
Indians with the ball, 45 seconds to go, two-point lead, 46-44, into Peyton Judy. He crossed that timeline, double team, call timeout here, Coach. Tip. Over to Pearson. Pearson has on the right side. You got timeouts to burn if you need them. There you go, Coach. So I guess that's a coach coming out me there. I know how you are, Patch. We're going to save a possession.
Yeah, well, that's why I never call timeouts, despite Donnie Wertkamp wanting me to all the time early. I always keep at least two or three for the fourth quarter because I know we're always going to need a couple in that fourth
Speaking
quarter.
Speaking of that, how many times Donnie Wertkamp called timeout for you over your career?
He has probably, I know he had Tri-Village the one time. Crucial point in the game, he called a timeout. And it actually, we needed one, so it was a great call by him. Besides timeouts, he almost got us a few tees once in a while, him and a couple other guys sitting behind us. So that's the joy of being close to the bench at some of the road games.
Yeah, pretty good ball game here, Coach. Been two well-played teams, actually. A lot of good shooting by both teams. And going to come down the wire. It's going to be who makes free throws here for the Indians.
Right. You know, right now we're up two with 31 seconds, and they're probably going to have to foul. So hopefully we take care of it and knock our free throws down is what you want to see right now as a coach.
So we got 31.1 second, 46-44 Indians. Your leaders on the night, Reese Rogers has 19 points.
Another question for you, Bush. Ahead of a game situation, you know it's going to be an intentional foul. How many times have you ever seen this called an intentional foul when they foul?
If they don't sell it well, it's been called. You can call intentional fouls the first minute of the game I've seen before. You just got to go after the ball is the key part.
Payne Judy with it. Across the timeline, picks up his dribble over to Clayton Pearson. Coldwater about got a foul, and they do. That's going to be a foul on Wenning. Going to send Peyton Judy back to the foul line. Two for two on the night there.
And one thing you try to do, too, coaches, is that call the first foul. If you know they're fouling, don't let it get physical, and then you get retaliation. But if you get to, might be a touch foul, but that's everybody knows what you want. As a coach, you want that. Why hammer somebody, and then you have more issues?
The other thing as a coach you definitely want is the game called consistent. Yeah. Whatever's called it in the first 2 minutes of the game has to be called in the last 2 minutes of the game.
First free throw up and good. So Peyton Judy going up there like it's a job here. And ice in his veins, 47-44. Nice looking freshman here for the Indians. He's got 5 points on the night. Next free throw up and good. So big free throws from Petey. It makes it a two-possession ball game, Coach.
Yeah, big hits for him. You know, definitely didn't look like a freshman right there. Wanted the ball in the situation. Coach O wanted him to have the ball, and he stepped up and hit two big free throws. So
Peyton has 6 points on the night. And Coach O calls a timeout there, doing a little defensive assignments here.
All right, another quick question, rapid fire here, Bush.
That's all right.
Who is the best high school player, college player you actually officiated the game for?
Katie Motter would have been a female. Refereed her in a district final one time. High school boys, I was at the state when LeBron was. I was the backup official. Collier from
Jason
Southeast.
Jason Collier.
He took a regional final. He started from the three-point line, top of the arc, took one step, dunked it, did four chin-ups, push-ups, chin-ups, or whatever. We never teed him up.
And unfortunately, that young man, I think, passed away from a heart attack, didn't he, in his 20s or early 30s. And then show a little press. And that's tipped almost off of Coldwater. Coach Hubbard thinks it's off Coldwater, but they're not going to listen to him. No official ever does, I don't think.
Well, he showed way he could referee when I was at Fort Recovery. He said that was the right call, but against the home team.
14 seconds, 48-44. Triggered inbounds at Coldwater. Grunden on the bounce, up, three-pointer. Bout banks in, no good. Rebound, Ryan Braun. So this baby's going to belong to the Indians, and Meyer gets the foul. So our Indians, Brawny's like, man, I think he's bleeding. So 5 seconds to go. 48-44. Ryan Braun with 9 points on the game. What we got here? Five fouls,
yep.
I believe.
Yep.
That young man only played probably
two quarters or so.
Maybe. So Meyer's going to foul out with 5 points. Ryan Braun is going to be at the foul line right now. If I'm Coach O, I said, get off the line, young man.
That's right.
Why wait around?
Where's the one place, Bush, besides the MAC, since we won't have you put down any MAC people here since they're listening, where's one place you would hate to go back to officiate because of the crowd?
This one goes to Fort Recovery, right? And everybody else? That's true. That's true.
Whoever's listening.
Yeah.
I tell you, a tough place is Kent. Especially you got Kent and Upper Soto Valley. That there, but probably the toughest I ever went to one time. I had a regional final up at the University of Akron. It was Akron Bucknell versus Cleveland St. Ignatius, an all city school versus an all private school, and it was pretty ugly. We had ice stone. Dr. Denny Morris was actually worked with me. We had ice at the end of the game, quarter stone at us because I waved off a bucket when the kid took six steps and called it traveling, and then it got a little ugly. But we were evaluated that night. It was a good night, but we had six cops take us out. My dad was with me that night, and so we an hour later, taking out the six cops were taking us out. My dad never went since.
Well, one thing as official, I would imagine you really have to have thick skin. I know I'd probably end up telling somebody off if I was official, or probably punching them sometimes, but not you.
Well, quite nice to work in the MAC, and I worked some before I was at Fort Recovery and some of that. Fans are great. You could actually have fun with them. I mean, quite honestly, you could talk to some of them. And just the fans know what's going on. Like we said, there's never been a fight in the MAC game. I mean, right. I think in any sport. I mean, they're physical and stuff, but the fans know where it goes, and the kids, and yeah, I never had people like coming here. When I was doing the commissioner and hiring, people coming 4 hours away to referee a game. They wouldn't come down. That says a lot about a league.
Ryan Braun, second, third up, and no good. Ryan's missed four. Oh, my goodness. We got a foul on Clayton Pearson. You know, most people don't know Bush, and I mean, let's face it, people in the stands want to be coaches and so forth, and they don't have a clue how much time a rep puts in. Just like coaches, you don't do it for the money. They think you get paid big bucks. They don't realize you might drive from Coldwater to Upper Sandusky and get paid $65, $70, and you spent $30 in gas.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, I know it's a tough job, and as coaches, we give you guys a hard time, but who wants to do that unless you love the game and kids?
But my philosophy, if you want to do it, you want to do it right, and it makes it more fun. I mean, the best thing is when a coach comes after a game and says, hey, nice job.
Right.
You know, win or lose. That's, quite honest, when the losing coach tells you, it probably means a lot more because, well, because that is hard. I mean,
right.
It's the last thing you're thinking about.
Dippold's next free throw up, and no good. Rebound, Ryan Brawny gets fouled, and three-point game. So Brawny's been ice cold from the foul line. Hopefully he makes these when they count. All he needs is one here, Coach. He's shooting two.
I was going to say, up three with 1.7 seconds. You know, right now it's going to take a great shot to tie the game for Coldwater. And, you know, if he hits one, this thing's over. So
48-45, 1.7 seconds left here. K&L scoreboard, and Brawny hits it, and that'll do it. So Indians are going to get out of here with a victory. Good, hard-fought game. Ryan Braun's going to be in doubles with 10. His next shot up and no good. So he made the one he needed to, and that's the ball game, folks. It's 49-45. Our Indians get another win. That's two in a row for Coach Overton and the boys. So, again, Bush, thanks for being with us.
Well, appreciate it. Yeah. Well, I had a little fun here. It's all right.
All right. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Hey, good luck tomorrow.
Right, thank you. We'll be back with some stats and a little half hour or so varsity action.
Hi, this is Steve Stone from Nature Screen Nursery. Not too early to start thinking about springtime and all your landscape needs. We have trees, flowers, shrubs, everything you could possibly imagine for outdoors, mulch, topsoil. Great experience, great prices, great people. Come see us at Nature Screen Nursery. We are on State Route 119 Fort Recovery and State Route 29 West in Salina.
Health doesn't happen by chance. Having great health is a choice. Amy Wendell here from Amy Wendell Family Health in downtown Fort Recovery. Choosing healthy behaviors can sometimes seem confusing, complicated, and just plain frustrating. Let our office help you figure out what you need to do to maximize your health. Come see us today. We offer extended evening hours throughout the week, weekend appointments, and a full-service lab with better-than-health fair prices. Call us today at 375-5550 to schedule an appointment to let us help you make the right choices for your health.
Our Ohio winters can be brutal, and keeping your home at an even comfortable temperature can be a challenge. But not for the company that's responsible for heating and cooling some of the largest buildings and industrial complexes in the world. Trane. At Reasoner Energy, we are a certified Trane dealer. Trane can deliver a tough, real-world tested solution for any heating problem, even in Ohio. Trane high-efficiency dual-fuel heat pumps and furnaces and geothermal heat pumps. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Working hard on another project? Maybe you need some practical advice, or perhaps you just want to find a great new tool. Let me be the first to welcome you in. Hi, I'm Mike with Wrangler Hardware, and since 1916, this has been the place where the hardworking folks in our area go to get things done. Experience the tradition, selection, and service. Ray's Hardware in Fort Recovery. Stop in and see that we're more than a hardware store. It's all here.
We're back here live at the Palace. Our Indians got a victory tonight, 46-41, I believe the final was. Reese Rogers had a big night for the Indians. I think he had 19. He had six threes on the night. So big night for the Indians and a good win for us. Just like to announce that the Community Club Fish Fry will be tomorrow evening at the Sportsman's Club on St. Peter Road, 4 to 8, all-you-can-eat fish, coleslaw, baked beans, and much more with hot dogs available for the kids. Tickets are available at the door for only $7.50 for adults, $5 for kids, and for 10 and under. And carryouts are available as well. So after the girls' game tomorrow, go over there and get yourself some fish. Also, I'd like to remind tomorrow, a big girls' game against St. Mary's. We're going to honor the 1990-91 girls' state champ volleyball and basketball teams. That's going to be a noon tip-off with the JV action. And then, like I said, afterwards, go out and visit the community club at the annual Fish Fry at Sportsman's Club from 4 to 8 p.m. And, Coach, again, a good win for the Indians tonight.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Coach O, I think, has definitely got to be happy. You know, that was a well-played game, actually, by both teams. You know, it was a good flow to it. Fish Aiden did a great job, I thought. Kids played really hard, well-coached, well-played game. And then the great part about it is the Indians get the win. So, like I say, Coach O's got to be happy. Kids got to be happy because I thought we played pretty well. So
yeah, I agree. I thought it was a pretty good team win for them. You know, even the guys that came in off the bench gave them some big minutes. You know, Ethan Shane came in and probably had four or five offensive rebounds. Trevor came in, got a big offensive rebound and
kept balls alive,
saved us a possession. And I know we hit a big three when it was tied up at the end of the quarter after that. So, you know, they got action out of everybody tonight. And here in between games, looks like they're honoring the Coldwater seniors. Looks like quite a few of them, actually, Coach.
Yeah, they're, you know, I just talked with Toby Seifring here a little bit while you were on the air and asked him, I said, you know, is you guys' crowd usually this big? And he said, yeah, a couple times a little bit. He said, but the little kids help. And he said, honoring the seniors help. And, you know, the other great part of it now, too, is, you know, he kind of brought up is you know, this is starting to become a rivalry. You know, next year we actually pick them up in football. And, you know, now you have a state champion in Fort Recovery and a state champion in Coldwater. You know, last night was definitely our biggest crowd we had for us. For girls basketball, this is by far our biggest crowd we had, you know, for us on a road game with our crowd. You know, we have, I would say, three-fourths of Coldwater's one side full with the student section and the band being in the other fourth. And then we have people on our other side over here with us, which we're on the Coldwater side, with the up here in the top of the Crow's Nest, and you know we have people trickled in over here. So you know, right now it's just a good rivalry. It's close. A lot of families on both sides of the communities, and you know, right now, you know, and as he said too, everyone knows right now what's on the line for tonight's game.
Yeah,
it's, Fort Recovery and Coldwater. So
yeah, no doubt this has big implications for the MAC race for sure. And like he said, Fort Recovery always has great fans, and they always travel, and that's one big thing. But I've never seen a crowd for Coldwater as big as I have here tonight. So we're going to take a quick break. Hopefully we'll have some stats from the JV game, and we'll be back in a few minutes here.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Ralph there?
You sure you've got the right number?
I'm looking for Ralph. Is he there?
Well, what's he look like?
He's got white hair and spots.
Is Ralph your dog?
He's a Dalmatian.
Why would he be here at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency?
You always say you have something for everyone.
We do, with coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual. Maybe you should look in your backyard for Ralph.
I'll just call his cell phone.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Amy Wendell here from Amy Wendell Family Health in downtown Fort Recovery. At our office, we understand that when you're sick, you're sick. And not everyone can miss work to get it checked out. So we offer evening and weekend hours in addition to our traditional daytime hours. We also understand that high deductibles can take a chunk out of your family's budget. So use your health savings account to get the most out of your health care dollar. Let our office be your family's first choice for their health care needs. Wishing our athletes a successful basketball season. Go Indians!
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by January and March. Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. So don't take the risk. Get the vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So visit Kalp Pharmacy locations in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
We're back here live, Just got done with senior night. Had probably 20 seniors, it looked like, between girls and boys, winter sports, and just getting ready for both teams to come out. The Indians are going to come out on the floor. We don't have stats, but we can tell you Reese Rogers had 19 points for the Indians on 6 threes. Ryan Braun, 10. And, you know, like Coach Pat said, good win for the Indians tonight, getting back on track. And we're going to wrap things up here and turn it over to Jeff Hobbs and Fee, and they're going to cover the varsity game. They let us peons do the JV game, Coach.
Yeah, you know, we're bringing in the big boys here, the big guns for this game. And, you know, the good thing about it is, you know, we get to sit and actually don't have to worry about talking. We actually get to watch and do a little coaching of our own and watching the boys and socializing here a little bit with some of the people. So this will be fun for us. And, you know, hopefully we'll get to see a great game.
So, again, in the JV game, Indians win 46-41. And we're going to be turning it over here to Mr. Hobbs and Harold Felix. Have a good evening from the Palace.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.